During a visit from the country's head of transportation, Alaskans got news that one of the most trafficked roads in the state is a step closer to improvements, 40 years in the making. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao spent 2 days in Alaska, touring Prudhoe Bay with Senator Lisa Murkowski and meeting with infrastructure and business leaders from around the state. After a summit on transportation issues Thursday, hosted by Senator Dan Sullivan, Chao spoke with reporters on the top floor of an Anchorage hotel. She announced news of an agreement between the Transportation Department and other federal agencies that moves closer a decision on rerouting the Sterling Highway on the Kenai Peninsula, often called the Cooper Landing Bypass Project.
We are one big step closer to moving ahead with this project.
The agreement allows for a land exchange that was holding up federal agencies from picking an alternative route for the highway. The governor's office supports the move and pointed out in a press release that the Sterling Highway Project has the longest-running federally led environmental impact statement in the country. The state's MOU with federal partners on the Cooper Landing Bypass will be filed today.